Now for a story from the Wallingford Herald website. Private school defends use of sprinklers during hosepipe ban. An Oxfordshire private school has defended its use of sprinklers during the ongoing Thames Water hosepipe ban in the south. Radley College is an independent full boarding school for boys aged 13 to 18, set in the countryside between Oxford and Abingdon. It occupies the historic Radley Hall estate, with grounds partly landscaped by Capability Brown in the 18th century, and has grown to more than 850 acres in the 2020s. The private school has now come under fire after locals spotted sprinklers being used on the grounds last week, despite a hosepipe ban. Thames Water announced at the end of last month that a temporary ban would start at 12:01 a.m. on Thursday, July the 23rd. This was due to an exceptionally dry spring, three official heat waves, record-breaking temperatures, and prolonged high demand. Sprinklers have been in operation at the Oxfordshire site in recent days, but the school has defended this, citing the water use as fulfilling health and safety needs. A Radley College spokesperson said, "The safety and well-being of everyone using our facilities remains our priority. During periods of dry weather, pitches can become extremely hard, increasing the risk of injury to players. To minimise this risk, some of our pitches are watered for health and safety reasons, using water from our on-site borehole. Pupils partake in a variety of sports throughout the year, including rugby union, hockey, rowing, football, cricket, lawn tennis, and athletics." A statement from Thames Water backs up the school's use of water to maintain the pitches. The water company said, "Whilst elements of the ban do restrict some business water use, schools and sporting fields or playing surfaces are still permitted to irrigate with mains water. This is due to health and safety requirements."